W1RPG Mobile. W1RPG Mobile.
RPG, this is N42NV, Quebec, November Victor. Name here is Brian.
Okay, I think it was N4QNV. This is Bob, W1RPG Mobile. Good morning, how are you?
Hi, Bob. On the way to get on the Swamp Rabbit Trail, do a little bike riding this morning, work out the kinks in the legs. I was painting on the deck of my house and getting a little stiff, so I think a little bike ride might loosen things up.
Good idea. Very nice. Yeah, I'm just driving over to the YMCA in Powdersville this morning, and then back home. And yeah, I was telling my wife we should look into buying a couple of bicycles, or maybe starting out by maybe renting to see how we like it, because we like walking on the trail, but I see a lot of people too bike. And we may look into that at some point.
Saying that, the Swamp Rabbit Trail is the only place that I will ride my bike anymore. I've been in the South here for, I don't know, 27 years, and they have this, a lot of people have this habit of trying to see how close they can come to your left leg when they go by you. So I stopped riding on public roads, and the only place I ride is the Swamp Rabbit Trail. So instead of coming out of my garage and hopping on a bike, I come out of my garage in a car and up to Unity Park and start the bike ride there.
Yes. Well, we moved down in the end of 2022, retired from Connecticut, and we live in Piedmont now. And we actually visited the area in 2019 for a week after doing some research, and spent a week down here back then, and decided to retire in this area. And we did like the at that time, I remember a sign, I guess the Unity Park part wasn't done, or the park wasn't done, but there was a big sign under an overpass saying future, you know, Unity Park and all that. And now it's done. And I see they're building that tower now, and I recall seeing a sign there last year saying future. I can't remember the name of the tower they're building there for, you know, first responders and things like that, in celebration of that. Back to you.
Unity Park is relatively new, but the Swamp Rabbit Trail has been there for a number of years, and that's pretty good. I'm not too sure about putting a tower, a 10-story tower with an observation deck on in the park. That just seems like asking for trouble.
Well, I know in New York City, they have a walking trail called the High Line on the west side of Manhattan. My wife and I visited years ago, and it used to be an old rail line way back in the day, and of course that's gone, and some parts of the rail is still there as historical artifacts. And they built, an artist built, got permission to build this big structure for people to walk up on, and now it's basically, you can't walk up on it because several people thought it would be nice to throw themselves off of it, and they did, and, you know. So I can understand your thoughts, over.
Concerned about people throwing themselves off, as I am with people throwing others off.
We'll see. I saw the pictures. It looks nice. We'll see. But hope you have a nice day this morning on the trail, biking. Just a quick question. You drive over to the Swamp Rabbit Trail, I'm assuming, and then do you have one of those bike racks that attach to the trunk lid, or is it like a hitch style?
It's attaches to the trunk lid. It's one of the cheapest. It'll take two bikes. It's very inexpensive. I think it's a Walmart purchase, and it works just great. So that works out well for me, but it's just kind of a quick and dirty thing. And for QNV, back to W1RPG.
Because I don't have a hitch, neither does my wife on her vehicle, so I was thinking of one of those and to use. And I see they make them for two, so eventually we may go that way. So, very good. I'm just making the left, maybe a couple more miles down to the Y, on Route 81 in Powdersville. That's where we go, to the YMCA.
Youngest daughter, excuse me, and her family live near there in Powdersville, so I know exactly where you are. It's kind of a lot of empty space to park there, if it's the one I'm thinking of, because I used to go there for my grandson's basketball games. But anyway, I'm also about headed through. I'm kind of starting to come into the city, so I'm going to a little more and watch the traffic. So anyway, Bob, nice to meet you. I don't get on that often. I used to babysit my youngest grandson since he was 2 months old, and he's now five and going to be going to kindergarten. So I lost my nanny job. So I got more time to travel and more time to do things I would do normally. But you have a good day. I'll chat with you later on. This is N4QNV, and I'll be back to you for the final, Bob.
Nice to meet you, and I just installed this radio in the car yesterday afternoon. I had taken it out in the fall when my HF radio had to go get some R&R and get repaired, and I brought it in. This is a 7100, and I used it in the house for a while. Then it went in the closet. And yesterday I said, you know, I really should put that back in. And then eventually I want to figure out for HF use from the car, maybe start doing some of these POTA. POTA seems to be popular. I never did an activation, but I've heard them on, and I've contacted them as the other side. Hunters hunting for POTAs. All right, 7-3, and we'll catch up. N4QSB W1RPG. I'm going to clear because I'm almost at my destination. Bye-bye. Enjoy the day.
You too. N4QNV. Have a good one. N4QNV is clear.